Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Dr. Claire Valentin is a professor and researcher at Michigan State University. And Claire, you specialize in early childhood language development. What do you think about these influencers? And is this, have I been doing it all wrong?
Great question. Well, so these influencers are getting good laughs out of what they're, you know, their conversations with their babies, and they're having a good time with it. And there's nothing wrong with talking with our babies in that way, like we talk with adults. Babies are exposed to adult speech all the time when they witness us talking with other people. But there's also not a lot about it that's going to support babies' language development, especially when they're really little. If we're having conversations with babies where we, they don't understand a lot of our words anyway, right? But they are listening to the sounds of language, the sounds of our voices, and they're tuning in. But what actually gets them to tune in is the baby talk. What gets them to tune in, pay attention to what we're saying, and connect with us to do that back and forth. Oh, hi. And the baby goes, ooh. And the, you know, mom or dad or whoever goes, oh. And the baby goes, ooh. You know, to do that back and forth. It's that baby talk, that vocal tone that goes a little higher pitch and a little slower and emphasizes key words like that, that stuff that you're just talking about. That's what gets babies' attention onto us and onto that interaction.
And would that capture the baby's attention if they were never exposed to it? Is that just natural? Is that nature for them to respond quicker to that type of language?
Yes, it is. In fact, we see that. We see parents and other caregivers do that around all kinds of languages all over the world. And we see babies respond to it in all languages all over the world. So it is very much in our human nature for babies to tune into that kind of baby talk, that what we call in research child-directed speech, and for them to tune into it. In fact, they are the ones who shape us to do it. They're applying some good old-fashioned behaviorism to their caregivers, because when caregivers start to do it, babies respond and give us the oohs and the ahs and the big eyes that we love, and then we do it more.
Right.
So they train us to do it.
Absolutely. Yesterday when we were talking about it, Steve, who does the news on the show, and just now I asked Lou, who's a new grandpa, and both of them said, no, I don't think I do it. Is it more likely that women do the baby talk versus men?
That's a great question, too. You know, they may not be aware that they do it. So it is quite natural that parents of any gender respond to babies in that way. But people who do spend more time with babies, who tend to be women, are going to do it more and be shaped by those babies a little faster. The thing I worry about is when parents or others feel self-conscious about that baby talk. You know, when they look, you're kind of like looking around to see, do I sound silly? Do I look silly maybe in front of other people? And that self-consciousness can erode that interaction and their willingness to talk with babies that way. So, you know, even though there's nothing wrong with the influencers and, you know, anyone else talking with their baby like a grown-up, I just hope that it doesn't influence people to think there's something wrong with talking to your baby like a baby.
Oh my gosh, you speak to your baby however you want, and that is just
yes.
fine. And if anyone feeling shame
Absolutely.
For the way they talk to a baby, unless
yes.
you're mean.
Don't. Please.
Yeah, it would never, I wouldn't
just
think
talk.
Twice about what
yeah,
people
just
thought.
Talk to the baby. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
One of our texters said, I think it comes naturally to speak to an infant in baby talk, but as they grow, you should change your tones. When do you start
yes.
changing that?
Another great question. So, again, babies kind of like teach us out of it or train us out of it. But what's really natural for us is when babies start making more word-like sounds. So they'll start doing more what we call babbling, right? The canonical babbling, like ba, ba, da, da, things that end up sounding much more like our adult syllables. When they start doing that, we just naturally start talking to them more in word, like those full words that sound adult-like. And then we, you know, we'll still slip into that baby talk sometimes, you know, and it'll still get their attention. But parents and caregivers are really intuitive geniuses when it comes to responding to babies that way. And we just start speaking to them and responding more to those full words. And then as they start to put words together, we start making longer sentences in response to them, and which supports their growing vocabulary and grammar.
I was reading something that included a quote from you, and you identified this as one of the most beneficial habits for language development in children. Tell everyone what that is.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
you
asking
said,
an open-ended question?
You said reading. You said reading.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry. Any language-based interactive activity. So reading is at reading to your baby from the time – anytime you want to start. So if they are in utero, you go ahead and start that. Reading to your baby can really support their development, especially when you make it fun and cuddly and interactive. And it doesn't always have to be just about the words or pictures in the book. So using that book as a prompt to talk about all kinds of things is a wonderful language activity that supports their language development.
One of our texters said, I'm not a singer. However, I sang to my kids when they were little so much that my oldest daughter chose Kermit the Frog Rainbow Connection for her wedding dance. that works well, too, right?
That is the sweetest thing. Yeah, so you can go way beyond books. You go with you know, just storytelling, with talk about memories from your day, talk about stories from your own childhood, sing. Even chanting, rapping, prayer, rhyming, poetry, any of those things that are rhythmic, language, engaging, especially if they have some emotion and personal connection, like a story from your day, or talking about a family photo, any of those that the child can connect with and connect with you around is a really great developmentally enriching interaction.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Dr. Claire Valatin, professor and researcher at Michigan State University. She specializes in early childhood language development.